It is good to be back after being away last week. I want to thank John for preaching while the pastor was away. If I came back, that was kind of the title of his sermon. I thought it was clever. But anyway, we had a wonderful memorial with my cousin, and it was just good to be together as a family and reconnect with folks, and then spent the time on Sunday after the memorial with my parents and went to the church service at the place where they live, and then spent time going through their cupboards and so forth. So it was just good to be together and to celebrate family. Our scripture reading this morning is found in John chapter 6, and I'm going to read verses 16 to 21. When evening came, Jesus' disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." And then they wanted to take him into the boat and immediately reached the land towards which they were going. The Sea of Galilee is large. It's about 12 and a half miles long and 7.5 miles wide. So it's a pretty big lake. It sits in a bowl. Actually, I didn't realize this for a long, long time, but it's about 700 feet below sea level. And we often think of it always being above sea level. We know the Dead Sea is below sea level, but the Sea of Galilee is also not quite as low as the Dead Sea, but it is well below sea level. So it sits kind of low in the land, and the hills rise on all sides, not steeply, but with a real definite rise to them. And so that causes it to have a reputation in which the wind can come up really quickly and very strong. Something about the air currents and how they flow and how they work in that setting can cause real storms to happen on the Sea of Galilee quite quickly. It's located in the northern part of Israel and is away from Jerusalem. It's closer to Nazareth and other places. That day, the disciples and Jesus and many, many other people had seen Jesus take 5 barley loaves and 2 fish and feed a huge crowd. They were still talking about it that evening. They went down to the sea and left for Capernaum, which was across the lake, and Jesus didn't come with them. And as they go, I think they were musing over, "Can you believe it?" And that there was enough, and we didn't think there would be. And all of those kinds of conversations that we have when things don't match our expectations and when God is present in a profound way. They were alone in the boat on the Sea of Galilee, and in the night the wind picked up like it does on the Sea of Galilee. And soon the wind howled and waves tossed the boat about. But these were fishermen, at least some of them, and they were familiar with the lake and its sudden storms. So they were busy guiding the boat so that it wouldn't be swamped. But I don't think they were really afraid. They had seen storms that were much worse than this rise up on the lake. And so they knew what to do. They were settling in to just simply guiding the boat as they needed to do, working with the waves and so forth. But then sometime in the night, while it was still dark and after they'd been rowing for 3 or 4 miles, so they're quite far out into the sea, they saw something in the water. Now that was scary. It looked like a person walking on the water. Was it a ghost? Jesus reassured them and said, "It's me. It's all right. Don't be afraid." Now, just the day before, Jesus had fed 5,000 men plus women and children with 2 fish and 5 loaves, yet they had 12 baskets left over. These were disciples that had walked with Jesus day in and day out and had seen Jesus heal people. Jesus had also stopped the storm once before on this same lake. That time the storm was really scary, and Jesus was sleeping through it until they woke him up and said, "Don't you care that we're about to be swamped?" But the disciples never seemed to cease to be amazed at Jesus and what he does. They didn't expect him to come this time in a storm. They're just doing what they need to do to get across the lake. When they recognized that it was Jesus, they took him on board, and in no time at all, they reached land, the exact spot that they were headed to. You know, the truth is that there are stormy places in our lives. Sometimes those are times we don't think we'll make it. We feel helpless and alone and powerless to do anything as the storm brews and blows and knocks us off kilter and leaves us shaken and desperate and wondering if there's way forward and wondering if we'll be okay or not. Other times it's not too bad. We can do this. We settle into managing it, and we work hard to do the next thing. We pull in all of our resources, and we kind of gear down. I can do it. I'll be all right. Sometimes it's a good thing that happens, but it feels so huge, bigger than me, and I feel kind of overwhelmed and almost powerless at this big thing that's happening that's in my life, and am I going to be okay? Maybe it's I said yes to moving out on my own, and will I really be okay? Can I manage this for the long haul? I don't want to move out and then move back again. I want it to be about a new chapter in my life that moves forward. Or that I had a baby and my life has now changed. Or a new job, new career, moving to a new location. 1,001 things that are good things, but they feel so huge, and I wonder what is in store and what will be next. It feels bigger than me. And then sometimes I'm riding high on a miracle. There is a powerful thing that happens in my life, and it is full of joy and amazement, and God is present in ways that are just absolutely powerful. And I've set out on a new trajectory, I'm going somewhere, and then all of a sudden I look at where I am and I panic. I realize, how did I get here? Did I really say yes to this? Did I really think I could do this? I don't know if I can. And we lose that sense of being carried, of being held, of being enough, of being able to move forward. You know, I think the truth is it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Whether we're new to Jesus or whether we're old friends with Jesus, there are times when we lose our way and we're overwhelmed. And we find ourselves unsure about what's next. But in all of those times, Jesus comes to us. Sometimes, like when Jesus walks on the water, it startles us. Jesus comes to us and we may be thrown off balance because we don't recognize that it's Jesus at first, and that alone in itself startles us. To find ourselves in this new place, this different place where we're unsure of kind of what our edges are, where we're tethered to, what's going on, and to recognize that Jesus is with us can in and of itself almost throw us off kilter. A bit like the disciples seeing Jesus and needing to be reassured and yet wondering, what's okay. And to acknowledge that sometimes that we will be startled in that, and yet the immediate reassurance that comes as Jesus says, "It's me, don't be afraid." The truth is that Jesus is with us and he reveals himself to us. He may not walk on water, but he is there. And he will let us see him as present with us if we can look. And he'll reassure us when just his presence throws us off kilter. He'll reassure us when we get in those places where we're not sure about what's next and say, "Fear not, do not be afraid." And then Jesus comes to us and gets on our boat and steadies our boat. As we're tossing on the waves and wondering if we'll be okay or ride out this storm, that Jesus gets in the boat with us. And just that sense of being with Jesus is enough to steady our boat. And I love the idea that Jesus joins us wherever we are. That Jesus doesn't stand over there and say, "You know, if you get over here where I am, then you'd be okay." But that Jesus comes all the way to us. And that Jesus waits with us and steadies us, walks with us, reassures us, helps us so that we can make that next step. I've learned that we sometimes get that about people that don't know Jesus at all. And we say that God comes all the way to a person, no matter where they are, no matter how lost they might be, no matter how broken and troubled they are, that Jesus comes all the way to us. And in that, we find grace and compassion and salvation and hope and new beginnings and life. But sometimes as Christians, then we lose that sense that Jesus is still coming all the way to us. Too often we talk about pursuing the high calling and that we need to be worthy of following Jesus, worthy of living up to the sense of what God is asking us to do and be in the world. And I am convinced that Jesus never, ever quits coming all the way to us. No matter how long we've known Jesus, no matter how many times we have learned this lesson, that Jesus knows there's going to be times when we just get scared, and that Jesus comes all the way to us and sits in our boat. And just by sitting in our boat, we can begin to find a new equilibrium again. We can begin to rest. And then together, we can go wherever it is that we're going. And the truth is that for all of us, those of us that are here at North Seattle, there are times when we'll wonder what we've done. Did we really hear God right? I've wondered that many times. I need to ask again, and I need to see Jesus coming to me again in this situation now. And I need to retell the stories of God's miracles in my life and in our church life. Like the disciples who have lived with the dailiness of Jesus being with them and seeing what Jesus can do, needed to see yet again that Jesus was present with them. And I think retelling those stories helps. Because like the disciples that night, the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 quickly fades. And we live with the reality of the moment, which defines everything. But remember that Jesus is present. Jesus who calms the storms, who feeds the hungry, who heals the sick. Jesus is with us. Jesus is present and recognizable, and we are never alone. And Jesus will help us get where we are going. Calls us to trust, to open our eyes and see Jesus. In just a moment, I'm going to put the picture up on the slide that shows a quote from my nephew Miles, who was telling stories one day. He was 4 years old, and he loved to tell stories. And he liked to tell kind of scary stories. And he said, I'm going to tell you a story. It'll be a little bit scary, but you'll be all right. And the sense that that's how life is. That Jesus leads us, and there are often times when it's a little bit scary, but that Jesus is with us and we'll be all right as Jesus climbs into our boat and as we go together. Let's listen in open worship in the presence of Jesus, who is with us and who rides in our boat with us.